This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. And that would help, wouldn't it? Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And you really got to be involved. You've got to be engaged. You've got to be involved. Head up to the website. Again, as I said, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can be engaged. And you need to be, well, that doesn't sound right, does it? You need to be engaged. you need to be engaged in a conversation. Because, like I say, how do you learn anything unless you're talking to each other? I hate the fact that we don't talk to each other anymore. It makes me nuts. It should, I realize it shouldn't, but it does. It makes me nuts. And there's no reason why we can't get along. There's no reason why we can't talk with each other. And look, at I have had heated, spirited, whatever you want to call them, I don't care, discussions with others that are on totally the other side of the aisle than I am. And we walk, we might be a little irritated after. Might be a little irritated afterward. But you know what? At least we're talking. At least we're having a conversation. You guys, some of you guys can't converse anymore. You can't converse with a Republican. You can't converse with a conservative. You can't converse with anybody. It makes you nuts in some way, shape, manner, or form. I don't get it. There is, again, we should be able to get along. We should be able to talk. We should, I mean, we're on two different sides of the universe on some of this stuff. But we should still be able to get along. 855-REAL, and don't give me that stuff, Joe. You know, you don't know what it's like to deal with them, and I don't want to have to put up with it. I got better things to do with my life. Yeah, but you know what? Xander Gibb was turned by somebody, a conservative, that wouldn't give up on him and took her time to stay with it and stay on him, and not in a negative way. Stay on him in a positive way. What's wrong? You can't do that? That would be that hard to do. You could, you know, I mean, you couldn't find yourself, couldn't find enough time to do something like that. That in and of itself ain't right. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We've got a lot of crazy stuff going on. Todd Starnes posted a piece about how the liberals just started freaking out over a professor who decided to give kudos or say something nice about a Republican. Now, which is really funny because we're all these mothers of the 50s, you know. I mean, you can't say something nice about somebody, don't say anything at all, right? I guess that's like forgotten, gone. Not even kind of gone, forgotten, gone. So Charles Davis on Twitter said he went to high school with a GOP guy candidate, Brian Kemp. He said, we played YMCA ball from childhood, politics, you know, politics aside. He's a nice guy. He was always kind. He's a friend. He always has been. Hopefully when we're older and grayer, we'll still be friends. And people, that's how it should work. Now, this is what he posted, okay? This is really a disturbing trend. Because we can't be friends anymore with somebody on the... Listen, not even somebody... You might be of the same religious belief. You're an American. You were born in this soil. Oh, my God, but you're a Republican. I can't have anything to do with you. Crazy. They use all sorts of tactics, from violence to online badgering, bullying. They no matter what you say, they report you. The latest victim of this mob is Charles Davis, the dean of journalism school at the University of Georgia. Right? I mean, think about this. It's a journalism school. You should be able to talk, speak, and deal with all kinds of issues going on, right? Now, the professor is a friend of Brian Kemp, the Republican nominee for governor. He wrote a tweet calling Kemp, you know, politics aside, a nice guy. I've known him since childhood. Right? So, what's the big whoop? Simply made a statement. Right? Within a relatively short period of time, the Twitter brigade came out after him. They descended upon the professor. They have all kinds of hashtags. They were beating up on this guy big time. He was called all sorts of names, accused of being a racist. It became so severe that he deleted his tweet and apologized. For you on the left, because some of you are listening, that's classic bullying. Do you understand that? The same thing you accuse us of, the same thing you say you claim you hate, that's classic bullying. And you didn't care. So if you use it, if you like it, and you think it's okay, why can't I? They hate people like me because I won't back down. I won't stop. I won't stop doing what I do. He says, I apologize to anyone who was offended by my tweet. Shout out to Brian Kemp. It was ill-timed, poorly written. I've read and learned so much from you all. No, you are a coward, Charles. What you did was wrong. This is a childhood friend. Had nothing to do with politics. As you said in the tweet, it had everything to do with the heart and the character of the man that you were upholding, who happened to be a Republican. And then what did you do? You're a coward. I don't want you on my side. I wouldn't want you by my side. I wouldn't want you fighting with me or supporting something with me. Because you don't know how to stand your ground. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the real side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles. A 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime, and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for spending time with us, for being involved in the conversation, involved in what's happening. Some of you, it's really funny. You're having conversations with me in several areas and, you know, doing what we can. Somebody, before I get back to the story, somebody was asking about the deal we did the other night about health sharing, you know, and health sharing has been around for a long time. That's why I said you got to go to companies that really have been around, that do it, that know how to do it, and ask questions. Ask lots of questions because it's different than what we're used to. Like I said, you know, some of you go into the doctor, right? And I don't know, you know, Tammy does more of this than I do, but, you know, you got your yearly physical, your yearly whatever, you go, you make your appointment, you plop down your $5, $10, $15, $20, whatever your copay is. And then the insurance company says it'll pay for X, Y, and Z, and the doctor says, well, they'll cover 85% of this, but if you want to do this particular blood test, you have to pay for it yourself. There's all this stuff going on. On the health share, you pay your, it's not a premium, it's a share amount, right? But you pay your premium, or whatever you want to call it. And when you go to the doctor, it's not a matter of what will they pay for, what they won't. You make a deal with the doctor as to what you're willing to pull out of your health share bucket, if you would, and what services you want. Right? I don't need a pregnancy test. If I get pregnant, we're going to be worth millions. I'm not going to worry about paying a $15 copay and a pregnancy test. So, you know, just like on the ACA and some of the plans they have there. I mean, really, seriously, ludicrous on the things that they were offering people. So, you know, it's some, one of those things where you just do a little bit of homework. You know, health share may not be mentally for everybody. And I don't mean that in a negative way. Some people are very comfortable, especially men. We get very comfortable in the way we do things, right? And the fact that you now go in and you actually negotiate with the doctor for price and services, that's something some of us just can't handle. You know what I'm saying? All right. So we're talking about, before the break, we're talking about the research that falsely framed Trump supporters as racist. And now newer research is showing that's far from the truth. It's just not real. And when you do this stuff, okay, when you read these reports, when you learn about these reports, you find the researcher, get the name of the researcher, find out who that person is, and go looking them up and seeing what they're coming from. If their Facebook page, if their writings are so far left that they're lying down left on the left side, then you know how these research papers are going to turn out. I think some of the best research really should be done in teams. And maybe it's teams of people on the right and the left. So you get really unbiased information. Or at least you have a better chance of. But when you have two or three people, I love these things on women's studies where they talk about, you know, white male supremacy. And it's written by two or three female professors that are very left, very liberal, very, very progressive. Why would you expect anything else at that point? I could write it before they finish it. And when you're on the far left and you hate Trump to begin with and you do a research to find out whether Trump supporters are racist and you're Hispanic or black, what do you think you're going to come up with? And a matter of fact, the white professors are even worse because they're so afraid and so sure that the only way that Trump could vote for somebody is because they're racist. It taints the whole program. The professor goes on to say that Trump voters aren't some mysterious, exotic, demonic force. Some of them are my family, childhood friends, former co-workers, he said. Given this background, I really suspected that the cartoonish version of these voters, and most of it pushed by academia, was likely not to go, going to be well supported by any kind of even-handed analysis. So here's a professor, here's a guy that was willing to sit back and say, look, I know these people. This doesn't make any sense. I don't know people I don't hang with, nor do I know people that support Trump that act like this and are like this. Right? I mean, think of it. I know Trump supporters that are whacked. Right? I know Romney supporters that are whacked. I can go down the whole list. We all know whacked people that support, public figures, political figures. Now, still, while Al Garbi has found that many scholars misrepresent Trump's voter base, he doesn't ascribe to malice to their intentions. Instead, he worries that even the academics who strive to be impartial fall into a confirmation bias, is what he put it. It's unintentionally allowing their personal bias to influence research results. And a lot of times they don't even realize they're doing it. I mean, think about this again. You're talking about single digits of sociology professors and people in that world that are conservative. Single-digit percentages, I should say. You don't think that that taints the research? You don't think that taints the studies? You don't think that taints the textbooks that are coming out? We're not going to change this until we get off our butts and change it. We're not going to be able to make a difference until you get in there and start teaching. If you don't step up, step out, and take your rightful place in academia, what are you doing to the generations coming down the pike? How can you help? You can't help them. I'm not mad. I sit here and I look at this stuff and I go, oh my God, I can't believe we've come this far. I can't believe it's gotten this bad. To fix this very widespread issue, Al Garvey suggests that research on politically divisive issues could be fact-checked by an editor with an opposing viewpoint. Although these type of checks and balances aren't going to happen. Really. You know, you saw a minute ago when a professor simply said something nice about a childhood friend of his that was a Republican running for governor, how he got bullied. How badly he got bullied. Basically, everyone in these institutions, they hate the president. They're actually eager to believe the worst about his supporters, right? Because there's no... Listen, when you sit there and you think about... Go back to the days of Hitler. Those guys that were around Hitler, the guys right there in the same room as him, they were evil and nasty people. So since everybody on the left likes to... What a slap to the Jewish community to call President Trump Hitler. Think about it. What was really done to the Jews, and what has President Trump done? How many people has he gassed? How many people has he taken to the gas chambers? Seriously. Shame on you. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Time. Be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. More than 10 months after a gunman in Las Vegas opened fire from a hotel window, killing 58 and wounding hundreds of others, Las Vegas Sheriff Joe Lombardo Friday released the final report.
What we have been able to answer are the questions of who, what, when, where, and how. What we have not been able to definitively answer is the why Stephen Paddock committed this act.
Paddock shot and killed himself in his room at Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino before police could enter his room. The lawyer for disgraced Hollywood movie producer Harvey Weinstein says the indictment against his client should be dismissed. Defense attorney Benjamin Brothman said the grand jury never got a chance to see emails between Weinstein and the woman he's accused of raping that show the two had a consensual intimate relationship for years after the incident.
She may be a wonderful person. We just maintain that she wasn't raped by Harvey Weinstein. So please, the word victim shaming has nothing to do with what we're doing. We don't do that.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
I am Joe Lucidi, your host. Always a pleasure. You know what? I can't get over this. And you guys are commenting on it, so I think it's funny. But remember, or I don't know if you know this, right, that Alexandra, or whatever her name is, out of New York, that the fact that she believes... thought that we acquired Puerto Rico as part of the Spanish-American War, right? That we invaded Puerto Rico. This is great. This proves my point over and over and over and over and over again, right? It's hilarious to me. I mean, I know I'm not on that topic anymore, but some of you have been commenting on that, and I can't help myself. I look at it and just have to start laughing. But I'll finish up with this. I mean, we were talking about how the research has been done to show. And again, if you guys don't and I think I was saying that, if you don't take your rightful place in academia, if you don't take your rightful place in teaching, then what makes you think anything's gonna change? You know, I'm on a school board. I'll have some people will call me and ask me what I could do to change a teacher that may be out of control politically. And I say the same thing all the time. You need to go to your school. You need to go and make sure that your teachers are doing the right thing. You need to get with the principal. You need to get with the department head. Right? You need to do more than just call somebody in authority and say, fix it. Doesn't work that way. Now, you wouldn't have those problems if you had more conservative teachers that were willing to come out and speak against the crazy stuff. They're out there. I don't know what they're afraid of. So, I mean, seriously, when you think about this, you think how bad it is and how much your kids are going through, my kids being subjected to. It just isn't right. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is, I like this one. And I still haven't figured out how even religious people can justify this. A religious studies professor in North Carolina claims that trusting women to make abortion decisions is a Christian norm. In an opinion piece published in Elon University's website on Monday, Dr. Rebecca Todd Peters is described as a feminist and a Christian social ethicist. She denies the validity of the dominant belief that Christianity and Christians are against abortion on the grounds that most Christian denominations tolerate abortion under exceptional circumstances, which I really, you'd have to call those out. I don't know what it means. She goes on to say there's nothing Christian about requiring a woman to justify their reason for abortion. Peters says that, and there is certainly nothing Christian about forcing women to continue pregnancies against their will. The professor notes that there is widespread consensus among Christians that abortion is justifiable for PRIM, or what they call prenatal health, rape, incest, and the health of the mother, but contends that it is inadequate, asserting that it is time for Christians to challenge the inadequacy, intolerance, and misogyny of the PRIM paradigm. Which I think is really funny. Right? I don't know what she means. Like, there's certainly nothing Christian about forcing women to continue pregnancies against their will. Well, first of all, here's, from a Christian standpoint, she has a point. And this is one that some of you really get mad at me about. And I say the same thing to you. You know what? God, if you really believe in God, right? God gives you will to do what you want to do. You can do stuff that pleases him. You can do stuff from within his word that you're supposed to do and live your life the way he wants you to live. Okay? You have a will to love. You have a will to hate. You have a will to kill. You have the will to give life. You have the will to help feed somebody. You have the will to help starve somebody to death. You have a will to make decisions, good, bad, or different, whether you like it or not, and whether some of you out there like it or not. So does a woman have the will, the right, or the will, how do I put this? Does a woman have the ability, the mental ability to decide whether she's going to abort a baby or not? Yes, of course she does. Does she have a biblical right to make a decision, her own decision, use her own will to make a decision? Yes, of course she does. Does she have a biblical right to make the wrong decision? Yes. Think about it. Yes. That's on her. That's something she's going to have to answer for. And I know some of you are going to get totally ripped at me. But it is what it is, right? God considers birth from conception. He says, I knew you before you were in your mom's womb. So you must have value to him. You must feel like you have worth. You were a soul. You were whatever. I mean, whatever you believe, you were a soul, a spirit, or have you in heaven. You were with God. He knew who you were. He valued you. So you must have had some value, some life to you. So after conception, if you just choose to destroy that life, how is that okay from a Christian perspective? God's all about life. God's all about giving life. God's all about, you know, having life. You know, really. Some of the words here that Peters has chosen. You can't force women. You shouldn't force, as a Christian, you shouldn't force anybody to do anything. You point them to the Word. You show them what God's Word says about it. They have a choice at that point to decide what they want to do, what they don't want to do. The key one here for Christians, too, is when they say you shouldn't force Christian women to continue pregnancies against their will. But you know what? Didn't Jesus say, your will, not my will, be done? See, why is it all about me? When did that happen? When did we start thinking about ourselves before we thought about God and what the best thing that God had for us was? Now, the professor here says, by focusing on the acceptability of PRIM, PRIM abortions, as they call them, prenatal health, rape, incest, and health of the mother, Christians have shaped the dominant public discourse about abortion into a debate. How about justification? She also says that this framework divides women who have abortions into two categories, the tragic and the damned. Okay. Only 1% of abortions are a result of rape and less than 0.5% of the result of incest. About 12% is sought to protect women's health and 13% for prenatal health. That means that what legal scholar Kate Watson calls ordinary abortions make up nearly 3/4 of abortions in the United States. Now remember that when Roe versus Wade was ruled on, it had nothing to do with choice. That you decided, if you decided you wanted to do away with the baby, you could. That's not what it was about. It was to make it so it wasn't, what's the word? It was for the health of the mom. All right? It was to make sure that if the mom's life was in danger, they could perform an abortion legally. It had absolutely nothing to do with on-demand, without excuse, whenever. We've allowed that to creep in. We've allowed, matter of fact, if you go look at the ruling, third trimester abortions were a no-no. Were not acceptable. No way, no how. But we somehow let that go. Maybe we should go back and look at that. You know what's really funny? I'll tell you what. Let's do this. Let's agree to uphold Roe versus Wade. Let's agree that we should really support that law and hold it up. The left would start screaming. And not because we've switched our way of thinking, but it would limit abortions much more than they are limited now. But again, we don't hold people's feet to the fire. We don't hold our legislators' feet to the fire. Choosing to have a child, though, is a profoundly moral act, signifying a significant moral commitment to the child to raise it or place it up for adoption, she points out. Noting that only 1% of women place their children up for adoption. You know why that is? Because we've made adoption taboo. Think about that. We've made placing a human being, a child of God, a child of the Most High, we've made placing that baby in the arms of a loving couple taboo. We've made ripping a baby apart in the womb the norm and acceptable. Are we screwed or what? She goes as far as to say that only approving of abortions under prim circumstances flies in the face of Jesus' teaching that he came to bring abundant life. Ah, here's where the selfish part comes in, right? She thinks that Jesus was talking abundant life for the mother, for the parents. Maybe she needs to do some homework. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Clinic. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. you can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com. And if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Kevin Cena. Edgar Winter, man, you couldn't get two freakier looking guys. You know what I'm saying? Is he man? He looked like a Skeletor or something. Some of you are too young to remember that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. What the heck is that number? 855-63. Yeah, there you go.
855. Real Joe.
What? Just go with Real Joe. 855 Real Joe. 855 Real Joe. Wow, it took me 2 weeks now to figure that out again. Remember? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Shout out to listener Timothy. And, all right, I won't say it. I'll be nice. Tammy says, be quiet. All right, anyhow. Hey, listen, let me clarify something, right? I do not believe in abortion. I'm not a supporter of abortion. I'm not really a supporter of the way they use the term women's rights or women's reproductive rights, okay? But here's the deal. God gives us, for my godly friends, I mean, some of you I know listen to the show, you don't believe in God, so this is not for you. But God gives us the right to choose. Choose to obey, choose to disobey. Choose to kill, choose not to kill. I mean, really what it boils down to. He's not going to reach his hand down and stop you from doing something against his law, against his word, against him. There will be a consequence at some point in time. So don't take my stance. don't take the words I say as me saying abortion is okay. I mean, we're dealing with an article here where somebody's actually trying to say that Jesus would be okay with abortion and Christians should be okay with abortions, and we're the ones that have made it bad. I'm coming with life to God is precious. Now, your life, mom, dad, whatever, as this person contends, she's trying to say that Jesus' teaching, when he came to say he came to bring life, right? That they think, an abundant life, that they think that that's aimed at the mother and the mother only. That he came so that she could do better. She could have a better life. Christ came for us all to have a better life. Male, female, old, young, whatever. All right? If you choose, because of you don't take the right precautions, and you get pregnant, and you think that that's going to get in your way of life, which I think you're totally wrong, but that's just my perception. Get the baby up for adoption. Yeah, because, you know, it's going to get in the way of your life, right? It's going to keep you from having that abundant life that this person says Jesus wants you to have. And you have decided, in your mind, you have made the choice that you can't have an abundant life with a baby or another baby or what have you. And yet this tens of thousands of couples who can't have a baby and could have an abundant life if they had a baby would give that baby that you're willing to rip apart the love and the care and the nurture that it needs and wants. So I would love to see, these people won't come on the show even when I invite them. I would love to have a field day with this. Right? I mean, really, seriously, think about what they're saying. She goes on to say that a Christian vision of an abundant life requires that we recognize and support the development of healthy and robust families. She says it requires that we respect women and moral decisions that they make. What is moral about having an abortion? She thinks that this is a Christian approach to supporting healthy families. What does she think a healthy family is? That only individual women and their partners are able to determine their ability to parent a child. So that's not always the case, though. How many women do not tell their partner that they're pregnant and still have an abortion? So it comes back to what I've written about many times, and I get in a lot of trouble for it, that a woman gets to play God in this case. Many women don't tell their partner that they're pregnant and have an abortion anyway. There are women that want to pursue their careers, so the baby would get in the way. There are some families who feel they've already got six kids. They don't need a seventh one. You get all of that. You know, you made a mistake. You got pregnant. You want to pursue a career. You can't do that with a baby. Give it up for adoption. Why is it the baby's fault? Why is it inconvenient for you to carry a baby 8 or 9 months and the baby should have to suffer for that? Why is that? Just think about it. In a statement to Campus Reform, Peters elaborated on her contention that abortion could be a morally preferable alternative to raising an unplanned child. Wiping out a human being is a preferable alternative to raising a human being. And notice that adoption isn't in here. Give it up for adoption. Allow somebody with the love that you don't seem to have to be able to raise that child. She goes on to say, this is sickening. As a Christian ethicist, I believe very strongly that abortion is a moral decision, just as having a baby is a moral decision. Because pregnancy represents the potential for human life, no. Once you're pregnant and that thing has a heartbeat, I don't understand. How can you call it a potential life? Right? How about this? What does moral mean? According to the dictionary, moral is concerned with the principles of right and wrong behavior and the goodness or badness of human character. Holding or manifesting high principles for proper conduct. I mean, some of you I know I'm making crazy, but here's the deal for me. How do you consider abortion a good moral decision? Explain that to me. How is that good for... Here, I'm going to say something I can't imagine that I would ask that you be so selfless and stop being selfish. How does an abortion help the baby? How is it good health? How is it a good health decision for the child? But what I'm more upset here is that somebody who claims to be a Christian is actually saying that Jesus would be okay with abortion. You know, before you agree with her, let's see how honest you want to be. For those of you who are truly buy into abortion, go look at a video of an abortion being performed, real video of an abortion being performed, and then tell me you're okay with it. As a Christian ethicist, she says, I believe very strongly that abortion is a moral decision, just as having a baby is a moral decision, because pregnancy represents the potential for human life. No, it actually is human life. I believe that we ought to take the decision to have a child far more seriously than we do. How about the decision when you're having sex to prevent having a child if you don't want one? How about thinking about it on the front end of things? What do you think? That might be a good idea, don't you? She goes on to say, the ethic of reproductive justice that I develop in my book, Trust Women, a progressive Christian argument for reproductive justice. Right? I mean, think about that. What is it? Social justice, reproductive justice. What about letting the reproductive system work the way it was supposed to, the way it was intended, the way that God you talk about intended it, designed it to work? Why would that be so tough to do? Just asking. I openly admit I'm not the smartest guy in the room. So it really confuses me that when something that seems to be so simple, I mean, really, so simple of a decision, when something like believing that abortion is better than adoption, death is better than life, I mean, you would have to be a total liar, not even disingenuous, I'm going to go past that, total liar, not to admit that when that heart starts beating, it is a life. Right? What gives life when the heart's beating? See, here in this country, death is when the heart stops. So if you stop the heart, you're causing a death, aren't you? Anyhow, think about this one, because I don't have enough time to finish it. Democrat socialism is not as popular as they've advertised. They claim that they have over 250 campus chapters across the country of Young Democrats Socialists of America. But when people have dug into it and actually checked and wanted to go and wanted to check it out, they can only find 57 chapters across the country. My question is the same that I always have. My comments are the same that I always make in lines like this. Why do you have to lie to try to win? Makes no sense to me. If you've got the right product, if you've got the right words, if you've got the right ingredients, no lie necessary. You can make this happen without lying at all. So do it. I'm Joe with Senior Host, listen to Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid, please. I want you back here with me on Monday. We're here all week. You can check us out on therealside.com. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com. Look, God bless. Have a great and safe rest of the day.